Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Tour the pitch.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Youth Station. Choo 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 choo. It's the Youth Station for you. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners all over the world. I, Zainab Sadat, have the privilege of being your host today.
It's a very good pleasure and an honor to have you here, dear
Thank
sister.
Thank you.
I don't know, I've had some bad experiences in the past where I've put my trust into people, but then they've ended up hurting me or damaging something in our world and stuff. I wanted to just throw this question at you. Has that ever happened to you, by the way?
Definitely it has happened. You know, definitely we all have witnessed situations where we have trusted people who we should not have trusted at all. And those people just didn't came up with what we expected and they have just betrayed us. Mm. They have just broke our hearts. And that's the case. I think it's also almost impossible for a person not to have such an experience. Mm. That's quite normal. And the important point is that you must know how to deal with such occasions, with such situations, and most importantly, not to trust people at all.
Shaitan himself, when he approached Adam and told him to eat from the tree, he doesn't come and say, "I'm the Shaitan, I'm going to mislead you. So listen to me." No, he lied to him. He lied to him and said, "I'm a sincere advisor to you." Yeah. Right? And so this is the way that the evildoers work in the world. Now, sometimes we end up being the evildoers ourselves. Right? It's not just evil people like murderers or, you know, it's not just terrible people. Normal people sometimes fall into satanic traps.
Yes.
And that's what we have to be very, very much aware of in this dunya, that we need to be cautious of everybody. That sounds too mistrusting.
Yes. And in case, I guess, the more faith we have in God, the more distant we would stand from people's promises. You know, it's a quite good thing in Islam, that, and I like it so much because God has supported us. God is the one who can do anything for us. And in case we have any wish, we can ask God anything and he would just give us. Why should we rely on other people? Why should we ask other people? And I really try hard to not to rely on people. But as you said, it's the act of shaitan al-rajim. Mm. And that's not what we can do. It's our human nature to trust other people. I know somebody who was deceived by the false promise of somebody else who the other person was so powerful. He had such a good job and he promised the person that it would provide him some good job and don't worry and such things. Mm. And the person, although he was so much talented and hardworking, he just relied on that person.
Oh,
he just waited and waited. Mm. And waited. And I can see that the person is not young anymore. Such a
that
promise has ruined his character. He's not that much energetic. He does not believe in himself anymore. He lost his self-esteem. And just waiting for the other person to find him some good job, for example. And although I've heard that that person has regretted what he has done and he has just realized that his trust in other people was his mistake in his life and he just regretted and asked God to help him. But, you know, as I said, I saw the damage in him and I think that is not something that can be fixed. That has remained in his soul. Mm. And I think it won't disappear until maybe at the end of his life. And I take this person as a good example of not relying on people, not trusting people, because I saw what happened to him.
The This is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to Youth Station.
There's also loads of examples of sisters being taken advantage of online by men who they trust in the world, you know, through like forums and social media sites. And there are some really, really devastating horror stories of sisters out there, you know, them getting pictures taken of them and then those pictures being used to blackmail the sisters. And so then the families, in order to save their own honor and stuff, they will even pay loads of money to the aggressors online. Heavy stories. They're really, really sad. But I do feel that we need to remind everybody out there that this world that we live in is not always such a nice place to be. It is a place where people, if you trust them, they may take advantage of you and really, really damage you.
And unfortunately, recently, we hear lots of such stories. And I guess, I don't know, maybe the seeds of Shaitan are so much represented that lots of people are just trying to abuse other people. I don't know why.
Neither do I. No.
Yes, I'm not blaming those people. Mm. I think I must put the blame on myself as a human being for trusting them, for, you know, neglecting what God has commanded me. Mm. God has commanded me not to trust other people, not to rely on other people.
Yeah.
As I said, again, I want to put an emphasis on it that we must, anything we want, we must ask God. God is provide us with not only the things we want. Mm. If we just ask God from the bottom of our heart, He would give us not only what we want, but also more and more and better and more precious things.
There's a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says there are five things that you should try your hardest to acquire. And he says the first of them is to have hope only in Allah.
Yes.
Have hope only in Allah. Now, that's easier said than done. When you actually only have hope in Allah, you only trust Allah and those who are connected to Allah, like the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. Imam Khomeini, one of the outstanding features about Imam Khomeini was the fact that he trusted in Allah.
Yeah.
Like, he really believed in the promises of Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Other people can make you promises, but then they break those promises. And by the way, the shaitan does precisely this. Right, the Quran, when it's talking about the shaitan, it says, on the day of judgment, shaitan himself, Iblis himself, is going to say, Allah promised you a promise, and He fulfilled that promise. I also made you a promise, but I broke my promise.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's so easy for somebody to just make a promise and break it. But the point is that when you trust in Allah, He never breaks His promise. But when it comes to friends, I'd say, there was this very interesting verse in Surah Rum. Allah says in the Quran, Allah does not fail in His promise. But most human beings just don't understand.
They don't believe that. Yes.
When Allah has made you a promise, that's the first thing that we should believe in. But unfortunately, we end up trusting others. But what about friends, sister? You have so many friends or close family who you have kind of friend relationship with them. What about when you trust them? Should you trust them?
Yes, you must come to know your people. I personally have some characters, features I want from people around me. I choose my friends based on these characteristics, based on these features. I almost try to choose people who are pious.
Mm. What do you mean by pious?
Those people who are afraid of God. The literal meaning of piety is those people who are afraid of God. Those people who are afraid of, in fact, disobedience of God.
Sorry, I'm not trying to be, but how do you test that? How do you know if somebody's...
The first thing is that you must not trust them at the very first point. You must not trust them as soon as they walk in the door and you just meet them. You must think about their behavior. That's the way we can recognize whether they are pious or not. Mm. at least for me. And now
a good sign for me is when they pray Salah on time.
Yes, yes, their Salah, their saying of prayers, and whether they lie or not, that's an important feature. I try to check whether they are liars or not, whether they, as you said about their prayers, what's their general religious idea. You know, religious people, although there are exceptions, although there are people who seem to be so much religious, it is still a good criteria for me to choose a person. Religious does not that mean just acting to be religious. No, it's not. I do not intend the actions they do in order to seem in a way, in a certain way. I'm just talking about their manners. And
I like the fact that you brought up the lying thing.
Yes.
Because I don't know about you, but when you find out that somebody has told a lie, your immediate reaction is to deny the fact that they've told a lie.
And unfortunately, I personally start to think that he or she is not a good person. As soon as I see him or her lying.
No, but lying is very bad.
Yes, it's very bad.
Do you know, sister, there's a hadith from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Somebody comes to the Imam alayhi salam and asks him, is it possible for somebody to commit such and such sin and be your Shia? The Imam thinks about it and he says, yes, it's possible if they repent, etc., etc. Then they say, what if they're even worse crime? What if they drink alcohol? Is it still possible for them to be a Shia? The Imam says, yes, if they repent. Then they say, what if they commit murder? You know, what if they commit theft? What if they commit this and that? The Imam's just saying, yes, yes, it's possible, it's possible. Then he says, is it possible for somebody to lie and be your Shia? The Imam says, no.
That's the point.
Right? Lying is terrible. I don't blame you. If you catch somebody lying, then they're really dangerous and you should avoid them. And you should definitely never trust them.
Change your mind about those people who are
lies. More than off the back of lying as well, ghibah.
Yes, backbiting.
You know, we've been taught that one who backbites to you will backbite about you.
Yes.
You know, so if somebody is backbiting somebody in front of your back, like in front of you, but behind their back, rest assured that same person is going to do backbiting of you behind your back.
Yes, and that's an important point in the criteria for choosing a friend. Maybe sometime we want to, some other episodes, we want to talk about the criteria for choosing an appropriate friend. Okay, for now.
Yeah, that's all we have time for. Unfortunately, we've been talking about when and where and why we should trust certain people and not trust others. From myself, from Sister Zainab, we bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because you are the one I call creator, my alpha and omega, my protector and my maker. Because of you, in weakness I am braver, my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance, aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness. my